Radio Free Bongo is on the air.
Sonny!
Yes, Mommy?
Where's you at?
Right here where I am.
Come away from where you is, over here where I is.
Hello to all you little rascals out there, and welcome to Volume 64 of Radio Free Bongo. I am your host, Bongo Johnny, and in this session, we're going to play a theme that's been pretty popular in America since I can remember, going way back, and that's songs about the railroads and trains. Seems to be an American fascination. But of course, on Radio Free Bongo, we're going to give you some traditionals and some with a little twist. So let's not waste any more time. Let's get started right now.
Now this here's a story about the Rock Island Line. The Rock Island Line, she runs down into New Orleans. And just outside of New Orleans, there's a big toll gate. And all the trains, they go through the toll gate while they gotta pay the man some money. But of course, if you got certain things on board, you're okay, you don't have to pay the man nothing. And just now, we see a train, she coming down the line. And when she come up near the toll gate, the driver, he shout down to the man. He say, I got pigs, I got horses, I got cows, I got sheep, I got all livestock, I got all livestock, I got all livestock. And the man say, well, you all right, boy, just get on through, you don't have to pay me nothing. And the train go through. And when he go through the toll gate, the train get up a little bit of steam and a little bit of speed. And when the driver think he's safely on the other side, he shout back down the line to the man. He said, I fooled you, I fooled you. I got pig iron, I got pig iron, I got old pig iron. Now I'll tell you where I'm going, boy. Down the Rock Island Line, she's a mighty good road. The Rock Island Line is the road to ride. Yes, the Rock Island Line, she's a mighty good road. And if you own the ride, you got to ride it like you find it. Get your ticket at the station on the Rock Island Line. I may be right, may be wrong. You know you're gonna miss me when I'm gone. Down the Rock Island Line, she's a mighty good road. The Rock Island Line is a road to ride. Yeah, the Rock Island Line, she's a mighty good road. And if you want to ride, you got to ride it like a fine to get your ticket at the station on the Rock Island Line. Hallelujah, I'm safe from sin. The good Lord's coming for to see me again. Down the Rock Island Line, she's a mighty good road. The Rock Island Line is a road to ride. Yeah, the Rock Island Line, she's a mighty good road. And if you won't, you got to ride it like you find to get your ticket at the station on the Rock Island Line. A, B, C, W, X, Y, Z. Cat's on the cover, but he don't see me. Down the Rock Island Line, she's a mighty good road. The Rock Island Line is a road to ride. Yeah, the Rock Island Line, she's a mighty good road. And if you won't, you got to ride it like you find to get your ticket.
From the great Atlantic Ocean to the wild Pacific shore, from the banks of the sweet Maryland to the icebound Labrador, it's a scene of magic splendor that is known by one and all. She's a morning combination called the Wabash Cannonball. Listen to the jingle, to the rumble and the roar, as she dashes through the woodland that steals along the shore. She's a mighty rushing engine, you can hear them hobos call as they ride the rods and the brake beams on the Wabash Cannonball. Your cities may be fairer, you can plainly see, from St. Paul to Minneapolis and the famous Albany, then back to old Niagara where the laughing waters fall. You can hear them hobos singing on the Wabash Cannonball. Listen to the jingle, to the rumble and the roar, as she dances through the woodland that steals along the shore. She's a mighty rushing engine, you can hear them hobos call as they ride the rods and the brake beams on the Wabash Cannonball. Here's the health to Daddy Claxton. May his name forever stand and always be respected by folks throughout the land. And when his mortal race is run and the curtain's round him fall, we'll carry him home to glory on the Wabash Cannonball. Listen to the jingle, to the rumble and the roar, as she dances through the woodland that steals along the shore. She's a mighty rushing engine, you can hear them hobos call as they ride the rods and the brake beams on the Wabash Cannonball.
At Monroe, Virginia, said Steve, you're way behind time. This is not 38, this is old 97. Put her in the Spencer on time. Then he turned around and said to his black crazy fireman, shovel on a little more coal. And when we cross that white oak mountain, watch your 97 roll. Telegram come from Washington Station. This is how it read. Oh, that brave engineer that run old 97 is lying in old Danville dead. Cause he was going down a grade, making 90 miles an hour. The whistle broke into a scream. He was found in the wreck with his hand on the throttle, scalded to death by the steam. One more time. Better take a warning from this time on and learn. Never speak hard words to your true loving husband. He may leave you and never return for more.
Had seen some trains before, so it's hard to figure out what I'm at the depot for. Trains are big and black and smoking, steam screaming at the wheels, and bigger than anything they is, least that's the way she feels. Trains are big and black and smoking, louder than July 4, but everybody's acting like this might be something more than just picking up the mail. Are the soldiers from the war? This something that even old man Wyman never seen before. And it's a late afternoon on a hot Texas day, and something strange is going on, and we're all in the way. Now there's 50, 60 people just sitting on the cars, and the old men left their dominoes and come down from the bars. And everybody's checking, old Jack Kittrell check his watch, and us kids put our ears to the rails to hear them pop. So we already noted when they finally said train time, and you'd have thought that Jesus Christ myself was roaming down the line. Cause things got real quiet, Mama jerked me back, but not before I'd got the chance to lay a nickel on the track. Look out, here she comes, she's coming. Look out, there she goes, she's gone. Screaming straight through Texas like a mad dog cyclone. Big and red and silver, she don't make no smoke. She's a fast rolling streamline, come show me, folks. I said, look out, here she comes, she's coming. Look out, there she goes, she's gone. Screaming straight through Texas like a mad dog cyclone. Lord, she never even stopped. But she left 50, 60 people still sitting on the cars, wondering what it's coming to and how it got this far. But me, I got a nickel smashed flatter than a dime by a mad dog runaway red silver streamlined train. Look out, here she comes, she's coming. Look out, there she goes, she's gone. Screaming straight through Texas like a mad dog cyclone. Big red and silver, she don't make no smoke. She's a fast rolling streamline, come show me, folks. I said, look out, here she comes, she's coming. Look out, there she goes, she's gone. Screaming straight through Texas like a mad dog cyclone. Look out, here she comes, she's coming. Look out, there she goes, she's gone. Screaming straight through Texas like a mad dog cyclone. Look out, here she comes, she's coming.
Okay then, welcome back. And that was a pretty interesting set, so let's go back and tell you what we played. We opened up tonight with Lonnie Donegan with his skiffle version of a well-covered tune called The Rock Island Line, which he recorded in 1958. After that, we had Hank Snow with his nice cover of another very popular railroad song, The Wabash Cannonball. That was followed by Johnny Cash with The Wreck of the Old 97, which was from the album Live at San Quentin Prison from February 24th of 1969. We then heard a tribute to Johnny Cash performed live by Buck Owens and Dwight Yoakam back in 1988, and it was Folsom Prison Blues. After that, we had the Orange Blossom Special, covered by Olden in the Way, live again from 1996. And we ended up our first set with Guy Clark doing Texas, 1947, his childhood remembrance of the first diesel engine he ever saw. And those songs were basically how country and western musicians saw the railroads. But railroads and trains also meant something to blues musicians. And here's some selections that are a little bit more blues-oriented as Tales of the Rails continues on Radio Free Bongo.
This train going on a journey where it's bound, no turns, bound for glory. This train on Carolina Black on this train. This train on Carolina Black, everybody on the street are just like on the street, bound for glory. This train, this train, paying transportation on this train. Well, this train don't pay the transportation. This train don't pay the transportation. No Jim Crow and no discrimination. This train gone to glory. This train don't count no old gambler this train. Well, this train don't count no gamblers, this train. This train don't count no gamblers, no mobile flies, no night ramblers, this train bound for glory. This train bound for glory, this train. Lord, this train bound for glory. No one riding but the riders in the hole.
Yes, when I die, don't bury me deep down at the end of Old Chestnut Street, so I can hear old number 9 as she rolls down the line. Put a marble slab at my head and my feet. Tell the world that I've gone to sleep. Yes, freight train going so fast. Freight train going so fast. Please don't tell what train I'm on, so they won't know where I've gone.
Thank you. windows are filled with frost. I went to tell everybody, but I could not get across.
Mississippi train, take my baby now, she's gone. Mississippi train, take my baby now, she's gone. I cried down the tracks, I saying, baby, come back. We're running down the railroad track, a crying, babe, come back. Crying, babe, come back. She going to the bayou where the river flow. She going to the bayou where the river flow. Come on, baby, oh, baby, well, I need you so. Whoa, whoa, baby, oh, baby, I need you so. I'm writing a letter, I say a letter, a special mail. I'm writing a letter, I say a letter, a special mail. Saying, come home, baby, come home, I love you so. Saying, come home, oh, baby, I need you so. Saying, babe, come home. Saying, babe, come home. Saying, babe, come home. Saying, babe, come home. Saying, babe, come on home.
I'm sitting in the railway station, got a ticket for my destination. On a tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts escaping. Home, where my music's playing. Home, where my love lies waiting silently. Every day is an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines.
And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories, and every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homeward bound. I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts are escaping. Home, where my music's playing. Home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Tonight I'll sing my songs again, I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts are escaping. Home, where my music's playing. Home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Silently for me.
Well, I followed up with a suitcase in my hand. Yeah, I followed her to the station with a suitcase in my hand. Whoa, it's hard to tell, it's hard to tell. But all you
a blues train set, started off with John Hammond from 1963 with This Train, originally written by Big Bill Brunzi. And that was followed by Freight Train, Patrick Sky from his 1985 album Through a Window. After that, we had the great Bob Dylan, It Takes a Lot to Laugh and It Takes a Train to Cry, done in 1965. Also from 1965, we had Fred Neil with his Mississippi Train from his Bleeker and McDougal album. Simon and Garfunkel then gave us Homeward Bound, their single released in 1966, and we ended up our set with the Rolling Stones from the 1969 album Let It Bleed with Love in Vain. Well, we hope you're enjoying the music tonight, and if you are, we strongly suggest that you go to radiofreebongo.tripod.com, our homepage. A lot of interesting things going on there. And please do check out our favorite links page, where we have links to Old Leadfoot's Radio Circus, podcasting par excellence, and we also have a link to the Randy Bone Show live on WFHB from Bloomington, Indiana. That'd be Sunday night at midnight, actually early Monday morning. Usually he goes on till about 3 or 4 o'clock. Check it out. I'm sure you're going to enjoy them both. And now, we're going to get back to our third set of Tales of the Rails. And this one's going to take a little bit more humorous look at the railroads, including a look at New York's own railroad, the subway. Here we go.
Trains now leaving for Ronsdale, Gonsdale, Flipsdale, Jam City, Rats, Cross, Crisscross, Ratitude, Latitude, Batitude, Hattitude, Nogsley, Dogsley, Frogsley, Homstown, Bombstown, Your Town, My Town, Way Place, Say Place, Gay Place, Routney, Voutney, Fitney, Schnicksnaw, Crasscore, Assabaugh, Avalanche, Ponce, Pye, Farsville, Darsville, Harsville, Parsville, Crenley, Benley, Senhoff, and Crookney, now leaving on track 12. Boop! Woo! Woo! Tickets, please. Poppity bump, poppity bump, boobity 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 boop, poppity bump, poppity bump, boobity 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 boop. Tickets, please. Let's get our tickets out here. Tickets, please. Peanuts, popcorn, get them on the red hot. Tickets, please. Tickets, please. Let's get our tickets out here. Hoppity bump, hoppity bump, boobity 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 boop, hoppity bump, hoppity bump, boobity 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 boop. Tickets, please, tickets.
Last call for the diner. How we doing, Fred?
Right on time, Charlie.
Tickets, please. Let's have our tickets out here. Hoppity boop, hoppity boop, boobity 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 boop, hoppity boop, hoppity boop, boobity 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 boop, hoppity boop, hoppity boop, boobity 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 boop. Tickets, please. Let's get our tickets. Hoppity boop, hoppity boop, boobity 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 boop, hoppity boop, hoppity boop, boobity boobity boobity.
Last call for the diner. What's the matter over there, Charlie? I don't know, Fred. It looks like she's stuck. I didn't pull the link. There we go. What are you doing there, Charlie? I'm trying to do the lesson. Hey, get this back, Fred. All right, I'm doing lift all right. Help, help, what's
got the ambulance coming now? 27 dead and 14 injured. What did the hobo say to the bomb guys?
times that try men's souls. In the course of our nation's history, the people of Boston have rallied bravely whenever the rights of men have been threatened. Today, a new crisis has arisen. The Metropolitan Transit Authority, better known as the MTA, is attempting to levy a burdensome tax on the population in the form of a subway fare increase. Citizens, hear me out. This could happen to you.
Well, let me tell you of the story of a man named Charlie on a tragic and fateful day. He put 10 cents in his pocket, kissed his wife and family, went to ride on the MTA. Well, did he ever return? No, he never returned, and his fate is still unlearned.
What a pity.
He may ride forever neath the streets of Boston. He's the man who never returned. Charlie handed in his dime at the Kendall Square station, and he changed for Jamaica Plain. When he got there, the conductor told him one more nickel. Charlie couldn't get off of that train. But did he ever return? No, he never returned, and his fate is still unlearned. He may ride forever neath the streets of Boston. He's the man who never returned. Now all night long, Charlie rides through the station crying, what will become of me? How can I afford to see my sister in Chelsea or my cousin in Roxbury? But did he ever return? No, he never returned, and his fate is still unlearned. He may ride forever neath the streets of Boston. He's a man who never returned. Charlie's wife goes down to the Scully Square station every day at 2:15. And through the open window she hands Charlie a sandwich as the train comes rumbling through. But did he ever return? No, he never returned, and his fate is still unlearned. He may ride forever neath the streets of Boston. He's the man who never returned.
Pick it, Davey.
Citizens of Boston, don't you think it's a scandal how the people have to pay and pay? Fight the fare increase, vote for George O'Brien, get for Charlie off the MTA. Or else he'll never return, no, he'll never return, and his fate is still unlearned.
Just like Paul,
he may ride forever neath the streets of Boston. He's a man who never returned. He's a man who never returned. He's the man who never returned. Hey to Charlie.
Along come the IRT, cannonballing through from 242nd Flatbush Avenue. At 5:15 one Friday eve, she pulled into Times Square. The people filled the station, and Georgie, he was there. The people filled the station, they milled and massed around. And Georgie looked upon that train, and it was Brooklyn bound. He vowed at once the train to board, the weekend not to roam. For Georgie was the shipping clerk, and Brooklyn was his home. All fill the station, a million head or more. George used his elbows and his knees until he reached the door. But when he reached those portals, he could not take the gaff. The conductor shut the door on him and cut poor George in half. The train pulled out of Times Square, the swiftest on the line. It carried poor George's head along, but it left his body behind. Poor George, he died a hero's death, his martyrdom's plain to see. And the very last words that George, he said, were "Screw the IRT." So when you ride the IRT and you approach Times Square, incline your head a few degrees and say a silent prayer. For his body lies between the ties, amidst the dust and dew, and his head it rides the IRT to Flatbush Avenue.
I am not from New York City. I was born in Philadelphia, raised in Philadelphia, educated in Philadelphia. And for those of you that, if you plan to come into New York at any time soon, don't bring a lot of money with you. It's the greatest city in the world. You can get all the entertainment you want for only 15 cents. Ride any of the subway trains that they have here. It's marvelous. Not only will they take you where you want to go and bring you back, but they go out of their way to entertain you. They put a nut in every car. You get on any subway car, some nut will stand up, the Lord will kill you if you don't sit down here. I saw a three-act show from West 4th Street up to 125th Street. First act was this woman that went around condemning everyone. She got off at 23rd Street. She was so great, we gave her a standing ovation. She got back on, did an encore up to 34th Street. At 34th Street, she was replaced by 200 high school kids who went through the car, cut up the seats and the people. Well, while I was enjoying this, I figured I'd go and look at the next car and see if they had a show going, and they did. They had a group participation show going, wherein everybody in the car was trying to pull in this one guy who had his leg caught in the doorway. So I just dollied back into my car, and I saw that a crowd had just a crowd grouped around, and I saw these arms flailing and all this noise. And what I thought was a karate demonstration turned out to be two old ladies taking a seat from a wino. So the old ladies and the kids all did a high kick off at 81st Street, and on came one wino, and he talked to the other, and the guy nudged me, and he said, "These are the stars of the car. They come on every time." And they talked to each other, and the whole thing was titled Incoherency. The one wino looked at the other and said, You went on the motorcycle when the cab was rigged. When I read cycling, you didn't say the realize it.
Well, sport, you can't lie, bad, you're stacking roll bridges, it's the Niagara.
I'm gonna ask you a question.
Go ahead, sport.
Did you run over the motorcycle when the cab was hacked when they was reading and Roger Simon went to Holden Dragon?
No.
So
I talked to him after the show was over, and I said, "I think you guys are really great. Where do you go from here?" And he said, "Well, one by one, they take us over to the Greyhound bus station, and they let us announce where the buses are going." See, what they do is they get the guys all juiced up, you know, it's... Bus leaving on station number 74, Rebusack, Harbor Sober, Sack, and North Rebus Highway.
I can't ever understand
Our last set of music opened up with the great Lord Buckley with The Train. That was followed by the Holy Modal Rounders, Rubens Train. After that, we had the Kingston Trio with their remake of an early political song done in Boston called Charlie on the MTA, story about the Boston Railroad. That was followed by the great Dave Van Ronk with his story of the New York subway system called Georgie on the IRT. And any of you from New York who's ridden that IRT from 242nd Street to Flatbush Avenue knows exactly what he's singing about. Then we had Bill Cosby with his story of a nut in every car. And again, if you're from New York and you've ridden anywhere on the New York City subway system, you've seen that show. We ended up our subway set with David Johansen and his glam rock band, the New York Dolls, doing Subway Train from 1973. Well, we've had a lot of fun riding the rails with you tonight, but I can see we're coming to the end of the line. So as we do that, we're going to play one more for you. This is the great Paul Butterfield Blues Band from their self-titled debut album of 1965 with Mystery Train. And that does about sum up the New York City subway system, doesn't it? Anyway, take care all, and we'll see you next time.
Mystery train.